afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. I do want to inform the listeners today, though, that we do have guests this afternoon, and it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about the markets this morning or this afternoon in the first segment of the program, but we have Chuck and Anita Untersee joining us this afternoon. Basically, they're going to be joining you because I'm going to leave after the first segment of the program today, mainly because when you have so many guests on a program, you know, people end up talking over one another and so forth. And so I politely have stepped aside in order to have them have their time. And they've done a great video. I think the listeners have heard me talk about their movie, Revelation. And they're here on this program to talk about it. They also spent time on your show that you have in the evenings. Mm-hmm. And also Anita spent time with me on my morning show, Power Talks, a week or so ago. And so it's going to be a little interesting. It's going to be Anita and Mark Collins. They'll begin the second segment of the show today. And you can tell the listeners a little bit about Mark Collins. He plays a major part in this movie.
Huge part. He plays George Washington in the movie. By the way, I have a small part in it. I'm there by 5 seconds. But anyway, which is long enough for me. But yeah, Mark Collins played George Washington in the Revelation, the movie. And folks, you can watch that for free. I'm sure you can watch on Melody's site and also on mine, PastorBush.com, through tomorrow. One of the most powerful documentaries you're ever going to watch, Melody. Really well put together. Chuck Untersee is a professional filmmaker, and he really is. He's been in Hollywood and other places making films. When he puts together production, it's really done well. Charlie Daniels is on there as narrator. I couldn't begin to name all people on the documentary. They need to see to understand how America got where we are and what kind of mess we're in. So these people spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars putting this thing together, folks, and I'm going to let you watch it for free on Melody's website and on ours also, if you want to, through tomorrow. Okay, Melody, I'll shut up. You go ahead.
It's a beautifully produced documentary, as you mentioned.
It really is.
So they've worked so hard. They're so dedicated and true Americans. And so they will be spending the rest of the program with you after the first break that we have. So the first segment, you're stuck with both of us. And so let's go ahead and get to
I'm just wondering why it is you get a skip out. Is that because you're a boss?
Are you kidding me, the boss? Are you kidding me? Everybody calls me the boss, but nobody listens to me as the boss.
Well, they do the same thing here in the office. I'm the boss when it comes time to pay the bills. Other than that, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I understand.
But gold today wasn't the boss. Gold was down $14.70 today, $1,319. It did come back from the low, though. So actually, the performance on gold, considering where we were earlier in the day, came back a little bit. And the same with silver, down 27 cents at $16.48. Platinum was down $17 at $986. And palladium was down 23 at $1,036. The USDX today, I'm sure, is stronger, of course, by 0.54 at 90.39. Crude oil was down a buck at 101 at 62.90. And what I believe is happening in the markets now, whether someone came in and dumped a bunch of gold in the paper markets to put pressure on gold and so forth, I think what's happening is when you see these market reverses and you have oil down big and the dollar up big, I think it's just a carryover through to the other white metals, platinum and palladium. We know palladium is a big industrial metal, as platinum, but palladium the most, and I think that's why the prices are so high. And when you have something in one sector get hit over 2%, it's going to put pressure on the other ones too. So I think we're seeing a little bit of that. Is that the only thing causing gold to go down? No. But I think it might have played some part with the industrial metals being a little bit weaker, as the Dow was down 300 points today at 25,410. The NASDAQ was down 91 points, 7,330. The S&P was down 35 at 2,744. 10-year yield, wow, that had a big pop today, 2.91%, up 0.05. And, of course, we saw pressure on the euro today as the dollar got stronger. And I really don't see any other, you know, major causes so far as having any huge impacts on the market. Wells Fargo is in hot water again. And, you know, I think Wells Fargo is going to be a big scapegoat. They're going to get blamed for everything and everything. And, you know, we'll see how Wells Fargo fares, but you know, they always have to, they have to pick someone or something in order to blame when the markets get reversed. I'm not sure. Japan was up a little over 1%, and there was pressure on all the other Asian and European markets. So other than that, the big headline today, Pastor Butch, I think, was Donald Trump threw in his hat for another for a run in 2020. I mean, good Lord, we're only starting 2018. I don't even want to start hearing about 2020. But I'll tell you what, yesterday I was reading an article. Terry McAuliffe said that he could take Trump. If Trump decided to run again, he would be able to beat Trump. And I'm not a fan of Terry McAuliffe. I mean, not at all. And he says he's played Trump. He's played golf with Trump. He's had dinner with Trump. He's visited with Trump. And he knows how to take Trump down. And I'll guarantee you it was because of those statements that we saw this announcement today for, I mean, you just have to think, you know, and knowing how we've seen Mr. Trump react to certain things that are said about him and so forth. I have a feeling McAuliffe was edging Mr. Trump on. So,
well, that's a good possibility. Of course, Oprah Winfrey is still thinking about running also.
She ain't going to run.
That should make your day to even think about that.
Oh, good grief. She's not going to run.
I know. It'd be Hillary and Oprah. They make good running mates.
I think I would move. I don't know where I would move to, but I would move.
Well, you stop and think, Melody, and each election seems overall gets worse and worse. True, it does. But in our lifetime, which administration has been in office that really improved things, let's say freedom-wise, liberty-wise? Which one has ever really, in my lifetime, ever changed things for the better for the people, for their liberty and free enterprise, and to you know, take care of themselves and grow their businesses? Which one's really improved it and really turned it around, at least so that it would last? None that I know of. They've all talked good game, and everyone thinks Ronald Reagan was some kind of hero. If we get behind the scenes on him, he wasn't so hot himself. But you see all these things we hear, oh, we're going to change this, this is going to be in, we're going to give you this and give you that. Bernie Sanders was the most honest among them. He said, we're going to make you socialist. We already are. But he admitted it. So he's been the most honest one of the bunch, I think, so far. He just said that it was, you know, he's going to be total socialism, communism. And he didn't try to cover it up. And I do believe that if the polls were honest, he'd probably beat Hillary out also. But nonetheless, which one has ever really managed to do anything? People say, well, Trump's just getting started. That's true. And I'm not saying he hasn't done some good things, but overall, at best, I agree with a C. I know I'll get in trouble for that, but it's just the way it is. I agree with a C, maybe a C minus. I haven't seen anything really outstanding about Trump yet, have you?
No, not really, because I was a little on a hot side this morning because I was reading an article about Jeff Bezos and, you know, all the benefits that he achieved with these tax cuts and so forth. And here's a guy, he's the richest man in the world. The richest man in the world. And he pays absolutely no United States tax. And then he's asking help. A year ago, he was asking people on his Twitter how should he spend his money to help. And a lot of his employees that was reported, some of them is too many, are on food stamps. So here's a man that's making $108 billion, pays no taxes, zippo, for 2017, and his employees are on food stamps. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, that's just a sign of the times, and I can't really speak about everything on the tax bill that just got passed. I just know that from what I'm reading, they say that some businesses are bringing their money back into the country. That has yet to be proven to me. I haven't seen that in anything substantial yet as far as people getting better pay or better benefits out of the jobs. So I don't know. It could happen, but I'm not holding my breath on it. Let's put it that way.
Well, let me tell you something. There might be money coming back. There was money promised that was coming back, but the promises was America has pledged 30 times, corporate America has pledged 30 times more to buying back its own shares than to investing in its workforce. And that includes corporate executives are highly incentivized to use profits or go into debt, debt's free basically, to buy buybacks. So it appears it appeases the investors, it balloons their own stock option-based compensation, and with these repatriation of funds, the majority of it is going to go back into stock buybacks. 44 companies on the S&P have promised more money to workers through either bonuses or wage increases because of the new tax law. We all heard about this, getting $1,000 here, which comes to about $5.2 billion, $3.7 billion in one-time bonuses and $1.5 billion in wage bumps. Now, these calculations were based on the assumption that these companies would reward the widest possible swath of employees. It's not the case, but we'll just assume that. Meanwhile, 34 companies on the S&P 500 have announced $157 billion in stock buybacks since December. So, okay, workers get $5.2 billion, stock buybacks get $157 billion. Again, what's wrong with that picture?
Just a little bit of screw there. You know, I was reading an article here, too, that you're talking about global growth. According to this article, consumers said basically threw in the towel in five countries around the world. Although the IMF and banks are a thing is fine, but U.S. and U.K., Canada, and Germany, and Australia, retail sales have slowed down the last quarter of last year and the first part of this year. It's already slowed down quite a bit. So if everything's going so well and the economies are great, why in U.S., U.K., Canada, and Germany, and Australia are things slowing down financially? And on top of that, now this I had no idea was this bad in some countries. But for the debt compared to the GDP of the top six countries, debt ratio to GDP, would you believe that the United Kingdom has a debt rate of 1,008%? China's is 833%. Ours is 477% debt to GDP. Now, that's unsustainable, Melody, for any of these countries. The lowest one's Indonesia with 85% of the top 16. That can't go on like that forever. It's impossible. It's impossible. And to know that we spent more money in debt so far this year than they did the first 188 years combined in this country up to 1970, there's something has got to give. We've been robbing Peter and paying Paul for so long and printing more paper and more paper and more paper to make it look like we're getting more money coming in, but we're not. We're actually losing ground. Hugely losing ground. You still there? Did we lose Melody?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. There you go. Yes.
All righty. But yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. We don't know how long it can go on. And you were right when you were talking about Reagan. You know, everybody thinks that he was the greatest thing since popcorn. But yet when he got out of office, our debt went up 130%. This is going to be worse than 130%. And but yet people are optimistic, Butch, that it's going to work.
Well, when nations like Turkey and India have a better economy, debt to GDP-wise, than America, and we're supposed to be the most profitable nation in the world, there's something wrong here. And what the one that's supposed to be making the most money, one of the most money, is China, are almost twice as much in debt as we are. Melanie, this is all facade. It's all facade. It can't go on. Either one of these nations, somebody's got to grab a hold of a real money, go back to gold-backed, silver-backed monies, and rebuild their economy. And it's going to hurt like cake, because it's going to make a lot of things really go out of order, out of kilter for a while. But until they bite the bullet and do that, the economy cannot be turned around. It can't be. It's impossible.
Well, you're right. It can't be. It is impossible. And you know what? We've talked so long. We've never given dates of when things are going to come undone. We've never given dates when things were going to collapse. We kind of knew going into 2008 that we had adjustable rate mortgages that were going to be a problem to a lot of homeowners. We've seen what they've done. We saw their debt increases and so forth. Their homes, their equities became ATMs. We all saw all that, and we kind of had an idea when it was going to happen. This is something totally different. It's because we have exported so much of our wealth out of this country, our inflation. Yes, yes. We have distorted the problems. We, as you said, we have created this illusion that no one can see through the smoke. They can see through the smoke. So, but the smoke is clearing, and when it clears, folks, hang on. And people have just become just... They just don't. It's not that they don't care. It's they've just been conditioned not to react or not to prepare, not to plan.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say, if you just stop and think of the inflation rate since 1970, that's when Marsh and I got married in 1971. And I can't go into all this right now. We're out of time. But a gallon of gas was 25 cents. What is it today, average? 2.50 probably?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that about right?
That's about right.
So just stop and think how many 100% increase that was just from gasoline. A gallon of milk was 48 cents. Now it's, I don't know, $4, $3, $3.50. I don't do the shopping. I don't always know that. But has anybody's income went up that much over the last 30, 40 years, really? Has it went up that much? Has it multiplied by 400 or 500%? I don't think so.
No.
And now it's starting to come back to us.
1-800-375-4188. If you're ready to prepare and plan to protect your savings through confiscation, through the governments and the New World Order's little tricks and our monetary collapse, give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. And remember, folks, when we come back from the break, Anita Undersea and Mark Collins will be joining Pastor Butch Paul.
All right, Melody, I'll see you Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Folks, back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm right now kind of sitting in for Melody. She stepped out for the rest of the afternoon. She'll be back with us Thursday on my program. On her broadcast, me as a co-host again. I'm going to bring up a guest in a minute, but don't forget, this is Financial Survivor. And Melody Cederstrom, in my mind, in my experience, is the best person in the world to do dealings with for precious metals. And I can't say enough, folks, that she'll tell you the truth and tell you I've dealt with her. She bought from me. I bought from her. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now, our guest is Anita Understeen. Chuck joins us a little bit, and also Mark Collins. Now, some years ago, I had the privilege and honor of being on a documentary that Anita and Chuck had put together. I had about a 5-second part in it, and a great, great movie that you can watch for free right now on Melody's website and also mine, PastorButch.com, through tomorrow. And we got guests on now. We'll bring them up real quick. Then we're going to let Mark Collins, who played George Washington in the documentary. And, well, he just did a wonderful job. It's just unbelievable how much he actually looked like and, I believe, talked like the man. But Anita, are you there?
I am here, Anita? And I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Pastor Butch. And I did want to correct you that you had more than a 5-second part. You had a very, very critical part talking about.
Well, I know, but I appreciate that. I do. But, you know, my little part, if it's worth something, I was so honored to be part of it, Anita. And I can't thank you all enough for doing what you've done and trying to show the people the truth of what's happening in our country. Thank you all for that.
Thank you. Well, we also met a lot of the people who were in the film in the very beginning up at Pastor Butch's conference that he had up in the beautiful state of West Virginia. So we thank you for that, too, some of the great, upstanding patriots.
Yes.
Such as Joan Dion and Jack McLam and... who else was up there? Joyce Riley was there.
Derry Brownfield was here. Yes.
Yeah. Excellent people there. So.
And a lot of these people that are part of that have went on to be with the Lord already. You know that.
That's right. I know.
You know, and I miss them terribly. I truly do. But you want me to bring up Mark Collins here for a little bit because he can't stay long. And Mark, folks, again, you need to watch a movie, Revelation the movie. Go to Melody's website or mine and watch the movie, Revelation the movie. You got to see this. Mark Collins, are you there?
I am here, Butch. You're too kind. Been a wonderful opportunity to be a part of the same project that you were.
Well, it was something. I mean, I was very humbled to be able to be part of that, and also get to watch it, and to know some of the people that partook of that. And I didn't get to know you personally so much, sit down and talk to you a lot, but I know something about you from what you've done in the past. I know that you've been preaching and pastoring over the years, and you brought forth a very wonderful portrayal of George Washington. And I'd like for you to speak to the folks, if you would, and just tell them from your heart and your mind, your opinion, what this is all about. Why did you take time to do this? Why would you even consider doing this?
You know, that is a great question. You know, as we look at our nation and the things that we no longer, the heritage that we no longer have, and of course Karl Marx is the one that said that people without a heritage are easily manipulated.
Yes.
And Butch, that's what we're seeing in our nation today. And so it's been my burning desire to remind a forgetful nation of the legacy of freedom and faith that has been left to us, and you cannot have one without the other. That's according not to Mark Collins or to Butch, Brother Butch, but according to our founding fathers. They understood what a critical aspect the faith of the people of America would play in the continued freedoms that we have. And so they spoke of it often. They implemented in their documents and in their personal letters, public statements and speeches, It was John Adams that said the government we have formed is for a religious and moral people and will not work for any other. And,
Amen.
Of course, our nation should go back and as they wonder, why is our system no longer working? Well, John Adams had the answer to that. We just don't teach the next generation those precepts, and that's what's costing us. And that's what Revelation, the movie, and that's why all of us do what we do, is to remind that forgetful nation of where we have come from. And if we forget where we've come from, we won't know where we're going.
Well, you know, I've done over the years, Mark, I've been preaching about 40 years, and I've always tried to get people to understand this, that if a nation loses its heritage, it's like a tree losing its taproot. It can't survive. It simply can't survive. And that's what's happened to America. We've lost our heritage. We've forgotten where we come from. We've forgotten the foundation. And the scripture tells us that the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? And by the way, I looked up that word foundation a couple weeks ago in the concordance. See what it meant. You know what that word means in the book of Psalms? I think it's Psalms 11:13, I believe it is. The foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? That word foundation in the Psalms concordance means moral and political support. Mark, that's what it means. So if a people lose the moral and political support, the foundation be destroyed. And we watch that happen to this nation, have we not?
Absolutely. You know, after the first 13 colonies, the other territories had a real desire to become states. And so they set up a system, and they said that each of these new states, you have to have a constitution, and you have to promise to teach the young people of your new state religion, morality, and knowledge. Isn't that interesting? And it was in that order. And so as you look at those constitutions that each of these new states made, they said, we promise to end the Constitution. And, Butch, I wonder if we all had to go reapply. If all 50 states had to go and reapply for statehood, none of them could meet that criteria.
No, they couldn't. As a matter of fact, for a long, long time, and this nation was first founded in the 1600s. In order to hold office, you had to be an avowed believer in Christ, in both the Old and New Testament, as the Scriptures. You had to be that. You had to profess before the people that you believed in Jesus Christ, that you believed in the Old and New Testament as being the profound and immutable Word of God. We've certainly lost that. I mean, can you imagine a day if a politician got up there and say that this book is the Word of God, and we're going to govern by this book? Do you know what would happen to him? He'd be crucified.
Well, we've actually seen that just recently, as Vice President Pence
said
that, you know, he speaks to God and Jesus Christ speaks to him, and they looked at him and act like he's got two heads, and
we've gotten
that far off track.
Yeah. Well, and now we, as the Bible tells, we call evil good and good evil. We've turned the tables on this, what this nation was meant to be. And your portrayal in the movie, of course, you did everything you could to bring forth the character, I believe, of George Washington. You know, and we forget too, Mark, that George Washington was just a mere mortal. He died like everybody else. We all die one day. But he was just a mere man. He wasn't Superman. He wasn't, Apostle Paul necessarily. But he lived his life according to the gospel, best understood it. And that's all that's required of us, is to take the Word of God, study it, and live our life by it. If we had leaders today in this country that would do that, we wouldn't be in this mess today. They would not tolerate the evil around us. They would not be screaming about the women's right to murder the children and a man's right to be a woman or vice versa. This would not be happening. So this documentary actually lays that forth, the proof of what's going on here.
Yes, those foundations are being eroded at an exponential rate. It's just terrifying to me to see how quickly, you know, things that are taking place in our nation that we wouldn't have even dreamed of 5-10 years ago. And we better wake up. We better go back to those founding principles and re-educate our nation on what it is that makes us a blessed nation. You hear people say, why can't you be more like Europe? Why can't you be more like the rest of the nations of the world? We don't want to be like those nations. There's something very unique and blessed about the United States, and I think it's because we've honored God.
Amen. Up until the last, I would say, 75, 80 years, and maybe a little longer than that, but in the past, America was blessed because they did reverence a God and his laws. And we were protected by supernatural powers. I believe that with all my heart. or we wouldn't have been here. The revolution could not have been won without God's intervention. In many different cases, you know that. So I don't know what we can do besides what we're doing right now, trying to tell people that until we repent and return to God, America cannot be saved. It's not the guns a problem. It's not even the fiat currency. That's a huge one. It's not the problem. The problem is we got away from the Word of God and repented before Him and seeking His will. That's how we got in this mess. Until we turn back to Him, there's not much hope, is there?
There really isn't. You know, and as a pastor, you probably hear the same thing I do. Why do you talk about political things? And of course, they politicize everything. And I say, well, look, it's not that the government is a solution to the world's problems, but God is the solution to the government's problems. And that's what we have to go back to and reveal to this people. It was God and the founding principles that made everything work the way it did. And that's what those folks knew and understood. And you know, it's interesting. We have more prisons than just any nation in the world. We got more people in prison. And it was there again. It was John Adams, your second president, that said you cannot field enough soldiers and police to contend with the human soul unbridled. What is it that bridles the human soul? The Word of God and a life sold out to God. And so the core of what made us a great nation, you know, where is the centrality of power in America? It was in self-governance, and that's what our founding fathers understood when they made such statements, is it's not in Washington, it's not in your state capital, it's that a people that are self-governed need very little external governance.
That's true.
So they don't need laws, they don't need prisons. And so as we have lost that, we start seeing these shootings in our churches and in our schools, and others are scratching their head, well, why is this happening? Where if you really have the eyes of the Lord, you understand exactly why all of this is happening, and our founders warned us of it.
They truly did. And, you know, one thing that people I don't think consider, a couple of things, is an immoral people, and immoral people cannot be a free people. It's impossible because it's chaos. It rained, there would be chaos. So more laws have to be, as the Bible says, more laws have to be made, and more princes or more rulers thereof have to be appointed to control the people that will not control themselves, so we lose our liberty in the fact that we will not govern ourselves, as you said before. And we want to separate religion from everything in life. And you know, Mark, there's something people don't think about. Everyone has a religion. Now, I didn't say they were Christians. Not by any means. Christians have a faith in Christ. But everyone has a religion, humanism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Muslim, whatever. They have a religion, and by that religion, they will make decisions. If they're judges, they'll rule by what they think is right according to their religion, their reasoning ability. And so what a congressman and the president will do what he thinks is right according to his so-called religious beliefs, because that's what makes them who they are. So a man's opinions are being expressed from his heart, as the Bible says, and that's where we find that the religion of every man is. It's either Christ or it's a worldly religion, and we see humanism now ruling this country big time. So we cannot separate out of our laws religion. The question is, will Christianity or worldly religion be the one that decides the rules for this nation?
Absolutely. You know, Butch, as I get opportunity to go around and teach and share around the nation, I teach about the fallacy of neutrality is what is destroying our nation.
You can't do it.
They say
yes.
That all of our institutions have to be neutral. Our schools, our governance, everything has to be neutral. Well, that's a fallacy. There's no such thing as you just shared so eloquently. There is no neutrality. For example, our schools, you know, used to. Fisher Ames, who gave us the wording for the First Amendment, spent the rest of his life promoting the Bible as the number one textbook, should be retained in every school in America as the number one textbook. That was Fisher Ames who gave us the wording for the First Amendment. And, of course, that's been turned on its head, and they've lied about that. But so he said that the Bible and Jesus Christ should be number one, and yet today there's another religion, you know. They said we can't teach God, in that we can't base any principles of our education system on God. Well, guess what? 501c3 protected religion called atheism, which says there is no God, has been created as the new religion that is taught in nearly all public schools in America. Mm-hmm. It's not neutral. they have to exchange the principles of God in the Bible for the principles of atheism, that God does not exist. And so they're still promoting a religion, whether they like to admit it or not, and it's destroying America.
It's impossible to be neutral, as you just said, Mark. It cannot happen. People are going to decide their lives and their futures, and so is government, and so are judges, so everybody else, on what they believe from their philosophy of life, and their philosophy is based upon their beliefs. If you're an atheist, you believe that you're God. I mean, that's humanism. You're your own God. So we have rules being made today based on man's ideas of what's right and wrong, not God's. And now we have cross-dressers in the military fighting for a country. They don't whether they're men or women, and the sexual perverts are running wild in the capitals of the nation, the state and federal. And we wonder what happened. It's simple. But Christ said that Christ created all things. By him all things exist, and through him all things consist. When you take Christ out, things fly apart because he's the mortar that holds it together. That's the foundation that holds everything together. Once Christ is out of the building blocks, it flies apart. America is not divided because America is totally confused. As Deuteronomy 28:20 says, "I'll make thee madness and confusion in the heart." Now no one seems to know what right or wrong is, and the few that do are afraid to speak up.
Absolutely. Yep, it's everything has a foundation. And what are your founding principles? And it's not ever based on error. It's based on something. And then atheism apparently has become the new god for the public institutions of America, and we will pay a price if that continues.
Amen. Absolutely. How much time can you stay with us, Mark?
Oh, probably a few more minutes, and then I better get back to my conference.
Okay, well, we're going to break in about one minute. Can you stay on that final minute of this segment then? I'll be all right, great. Speaking from your heart, like I know you will, tell the folks why they should go to our website, PastorBush.com, or Melody's website, and watch this movie. Why should they do that?
You know, there again, it unpacks for us 200 years plus of American history, and how we've gotten where we are and what we need to do as a nation to return, repent. You know, what does the word repent mean? It means turn around. Back in God's Word in the Old Testament, it says, you know, go back to the old paths in which you found success, and there you will find rest for your souls.
Amen.
The soul of America is not at rest, and it will not be until we go back to those old paths that those old founding fathers taught us so many years ago. And that's what this film shares with. It gives you a taste, if you will, and hopefully a hunger to go and search for yourselves those precepts that made us a great nation and a blessed nation. And once again, American can be great again. It's very
important, Mark.
That you take your family and friends to see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, brother. I'll be talking to you again on our broadcast soon, okay?
All right. Thank
All right.
you.
Folks, back at the break with our next guest, Chuck Undersea, and his wife, Anita. Believe me, she's a lot prettier than he is. And don't forget, this is Financial Survivor. And you do need to call Melody and talk to her about your financial survivor, your survival ship, at 800-375-4188.
Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971. When an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All righty, folks, we're back. This is Pastor Butch Paul sitting right now from Elder Cedarstrom. This is Financial Survivor, Survival, and I hope with all my heart again, I keep saying it because I know what I'm talking about. I know what I did years ago to listen to wise counsel, paid off all my debts because I did buy some silver and a little bit of gold along the way to do so. And I just am so thankful that I listened to people like Melody Cedarstrom, Bob Chapman, and some others, and got myself out of debt. I'm 69 years old now, and I could not be afforded to be paying for a house at my age or anything else I own. It's all paid for because I listened to wise people. Call Melody and talk to her, folks, 800-375-4188. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain. 800-375-4188. Now we're going to talk to Chuck and Anita Underson. Like I said before the last break, Anita's a lot prettier than Chuck, but he's a pretty good guy. And we're going to talk about what they did in the movie, Revelation, the movie, the documentary that I had a part in. I was honored to have it. And why they did it. They put years into it and hundreds of thousands of dollars and hours of labor. Really doing that for themselves to bring this out so you and I could watch this and see what's going on. And Chuck and Anita, are you both there now?
Yeah, Anita and I both wanted to tell you that we think you're the finest Southern gentleman about. That is, except for my wife's husband.
Oh, I love modesty. But anyway... But anyway, you all have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of prayers in this document that you put out, Revelation, the movie. And you both worked that as a team. And I have to tell you, to see a husband and wife so committed to Christ and so committed to a cause and so committed to each other that they stuck through this. Now, I have to tell you that Marcia Jean and I have been married going on 47 years. And sometimes doing things together will tax our patience with each other. So... y'all did very well. Pardon?
It is a challenge.
Oh, it is. I don't know why you're still married to him. But anyway.
how can a Southern gentleman be a challenge?
I have no idea. You have to ask Marcia about that, too. I don't know. But anyway, I'll start with you, Chuck, if you don't mind, even ask, because I know he's on the road also. Chuck, very quickly, outline who you are, in case anybody doesn't know, and why you took on this huge undertaking to bring forth this documentary.
Well, I'm from a small town in East Texas. Originally, we spent 20 years in L.A. working in the film business, and thankfully we're able to escape. But we had it was a spiritual thing actually. I had this perception that I needed to do what we know and tell the story. And I walked around 2 weeks scratching my head and asking Anita, what does that mean? And she said, well, because for probably a year, I'd been collecting stories about the New World Order in this printed booklet. And I'd go around showing to people and they'd roll their eyes, think I was crazy. And she said, that's what it means. So we jumped on it, and a normal project should take a year and a half. And that was when we first met you back in 2009, hard to believe. And we came to your conference and filmed a number of people, and then got the ball rolling. And we thought, well, we'll have this done a year and a half. And now it's been 6 or 7 years, and we turned it into. Recently, we took the footage that we had not used and made another 3 hour-and-a-half feature-length films besides the original one. And so, you know, you can, until tomorrow night, you can see the original one for free online. And then if interested, you can get the others. And but, you know, we originally had an opportunity to get it released theatrically nationally right before the election by the same distributor that did 2016 Obama's America, and we had an opening weekend box office in Houston, which you came to, of course, for the premiere. And we were seventh in the nation, which is outrageous for a documentary. And that whole thing was a test to see if we could raise the money. It was a phenomenal amount of money for advertising nationally before the election. And we got about half of it in place, subject to the rest of it, but we just couldn't get it done quick enough before the election. So it kind of was on Amazon for a long time and did well, but fairly recently, Anita, in the last 6 or 8 months, has studied extensively in L.A. and Dallas and with people that developed a marketing concept to distribute film online. And I'll let her tell you about it, but that's kind of where we are at this point. And, you know, it's been a long haul. We drove 25,000 miles around the country and filmed in 25 states. And so it's kind of become an occupation as well as a cause.
Well, you know, and I do admire your stamina and your perseverance. I was telling Nita during, the last break, that a lot of the folks you filmed have done it on Be the Lord now. You know that, a lot of them.
It's pretty amazing. They all so had their hearts in it. And, you know, it's amazing to be editing for hours and hours and hours and days and seeing them over and over and over. And remember, you know, who they were and what they were about, and that they're now gone. There's 7 or 8 people,
yes,
including one of the young guys who was in the reenactment of Washington crossing the Delaware. He was in the boat. He was actually the person organizing that reenactment. He was a fairly young guy. He was probably 24 years old. And, you know, there's Joan Vion, Greg Evenson, Jack McWham. I mean, it's just
George Riley.
George Riley,
of course. Yeah, and some others. I mean, it's amazing. And, I mean, no one knows when time's up, folks. That's all there's to it. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, the good news is there's no more room on the credits to put any more people, so I guess they'll stay for a while.
Well, all right, let's go to Anita. Anita, again, I admire you. You are definitely have been a tremendous help me to your husband. And I want to tell you, in today's society, to find a woman with your kind of grit is kind of rare. I want to thank you for that, because you brought forth with your husband a great work to glorify God in this nation.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're working on the first 39 years.
Yeah, I hear you.
You get to a point where you learn when to shut your mouth, you know? Let it go.
Marcia has been trying to teach me that for going on 47 years. I haven't figured it out yet. Please tell me. But anyway, Anita, we're down to about 5 or 6 minutes here. Won't you tell us why you did this and why you put so much sweat and toil on this and prayer?
Well, I think the main reason is because when I began to recognize for myself all the forces that were taking over our country, that basically is the New World Order / globalists who want a global government. And I could envision what my grandchildren were going to have and already
have
heritage. It just broke my heart. And I thought, I was raised in a kind of a Norman Rockwell sort of country, and that's the way I thought things were. And when I realized that we were being tricked in a lot of ways, or maybe our eyes just weren't open, I thought it's once you know, you can never not know. You get involved and you have to keep sounding the alarm. So because Chuck and I had worked for many years in the film business, and that was, you know, Chuck's talent as a director, writer, and overall he did a lot of things in that area. And I'm doing the other end of it, which is, you know, picking up all the sins. It seemed like we were meant to do something with these talents that would, you know, honor our heritage and our country and our Constitution. So that was my reasoning.
Well, I must tell you again that you worked on this how many years altogether? About 7 years before you finally got, well, about eight, what is? How long y'all working this before you got out in theaters? How long has it been?
It came out in theaters in 2016.
So it took you about 7 years to get it out.
We were, and well, we added, we got about halfway through, we got Charlie Daniels as our celebrity spokesman, and Charlie did a wonderful, wonderful first-rate job. And we met Mark fairly early on as George Washington, but he helped mold and develop the direction of the movie. And there was a lot of twists and turns along the way, but then we got Alex Jones to be involved, and so he's got a main role also along with General Boykin. So it took a lot of twists and turns, but I feel like windows and doors have been open all along the way. So there, I don't believe that God brought us this far to tell us to just let it go, and so
no. No.
We're still out there pushing, trying to get people to see it.
You folks have been watchmen on the wall. You fulfilled Ezekiel 33. You and Chuck have been crying aloud for quite a while. They're at the gate. They're at the gates. As a matter of fact, they're already in the city. So the blood is not on y'all's hands, Chuck. Y'all worked your buns off to get the word out to people. That's all you can do. That's all that's required of any faithful servant, is do what he's asked to do by his master.
We just thank God that Trump got in, because we were afraid if he hadn't have gotten in, somebody to push us off the wall.
Well, the future's still to come. I don't know what the future's going to hold. But I can honestly say that you folks have given your dead level best to make a difference in this country. And I think you have made some difference in several people's lives. If they'll take time to watch this movie through tomorrow night for free, folks, online, go to PastorBush.com or go to Melody's website and watch it. It's free. I promise you, this will open your eyes a lot of things. If nothing else, it'll let you appreciate what we once had. And the ideas that this nation was brought forth on, and it all centered around Christ and his scripture and his commandments, his laws. It's all there. But somehow or another, over a period of a couple hundred years, actually less than that, we started losing ground in the 1860s when the wrong side lost the last war here. But anyway, we've seen so many things happen since then. It's phenomenal. And the only reason is we walked away from God, Chuck.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, Dr. Stan, when we filmed in San Francisco, he said, this is all of these things happening simultaneously, as in prophecy, of course, is so complex that the human mind could not have conceived of it, and it's spiritual warfare. And that's just kind of where it is. You just could not. Some of the things that are out there, like Katy Perry bragging about going to cannibalistic parties or whatever in L.A. and it's just on and on and on. It's so grotesque. It's unbelievable. And so it's as in the days of Noah. You were talking about how much money was spent, and I want to tell you that originally Melody financed the entire film. She sent two semi trucks full of gold to Texas. The only problem is they never got there.
I wouldn't doubt the Federal Reserve took it before it got there. I hear you. I read a scripture that night that kind of fit in what y'all doing, what a lot of people are doing, I believe, Melody, myself, and others. It's in Proverbs 28. I don't remember the exact verse, but it says, "They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with the wicked." So this is what we're come down to. You folks are contending against the wicked force of this nation and obviously the world. But we live in America. That's where we are. I cannot speak for Russia or China, but I must speak for this nation. That's where I was born. That's where I was reared. And that's where I am. And I will speak the truth. I don't care who makes mad. And that's just the way it is. And Chuck, you and Anita have done that so well. You brought forth the truth. Now, what we do with it is up to us.
Well, we've been so thrilled that so many people have been supportive. And if anybody looks on the Amazon reviews, you'll find just dozens and dozens and dozens of 5-star reviews. And of course, we don't know any of those people, so that's just a true impression of what people. How people are moved by it. And that's the whole point is to get people that that need a life ring or have some lack of understanding and want it clarified that, you know, it's so important to, well, Anita calls it a high-tech Paul Revere, because you know, in today's world, if a lot of patriots look at it and then hand it off to people that are less informed, then that's kind of a high-tech Paul Revere. And so, you know, we're hoping that it'll continue to grow like that with this new means of distribution.
I pray so, both of you. And Chuck, Anita, are you still there?
I am.
I just want to tell you all again, about our time, but I want to tell you all again, it's an honor to know you folks, and thank you more than I can ever say for trying to give my grandchildren hope of living in a moral, decent and free nation. Thank you for doing that for my grandchildren, as well as your own others. Thank you for doing that.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Butch. Well, and we all know that the amount of years you put into trying to get the truth out, and Melody as well.
Yes. Well, it's an ongoing battle.
I read today that a Vermont Democratic senator is proposing major gun control, banning 225 guns, anything but 10 round mags, and you know they're going to ban the barrels.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people
that's
just have to stay alert.
We're flat out of time. I'm sorry, Chuck, and we're out of time, but love you all very much. Maybe we'll see you again sometime. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. Folks, give Melody a call at 800-375-4188 as soon as you can. And thank you for this broadcast today. I think it's very important we'll get these people on. By the grace of God, I will see you again Thursday with Melody. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.